Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Lance Winters. We are here at United Wrestling Council Radio. That's UWC Radio Live on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy Lance Winters, as I stated before. I'm here with my boy Louie. Louie, how you doing, man?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Unfortunate news, ladies and gentlemen. Robbie Phoenix will not be here with us tonight, but that's okay. We are going to be a two-man crew going live straight to you. So let me just break it down and ask you, how's your Halloween going, boss man?
Well, I have a full house right now outside my house. There's about 20, 30 people asking for candy. I will be posting pictures on my Instagram. You guys can follow me at Luis_Ordonez78 on Instagram.
Awesome. And ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know, this man has his whole house decorated. He's taken up all the electricity from the housing, all surrounding neighborhoods. Me, on the other hand, every light is off. My door is locked. There will be no kids coming by. There will be no Michael Myers situation. I'm just here to have a good show. So with that being said, let's jump on into it. Last week.
Let's do this.
We made some predictions last week. I don't know if you have the scorecard or not, but tell me about it.
Yeah, they're pretty shocked. I got shocked with Becky losing that title, man. I was like, whoa. Your prediction was right.
Yeah. Let's start from the bottom and work our way up. We started off with Roxanne Perez going up against Kiana James. And boy, oh boy, did you see that big old bubble on Kiana James' head? I think that was from the ring steps.
That was crazy, man. I was like, what the hell happened? It made me think of one boxing match that I saw in the past. I was like, whoa, that's a big bump.
Yeah, and the worst part is it happened during commercial break. So you see her with a normal forehead, then you come back from commercial, she got a five head going on. And I was concerned, you know, I wanted to make sure she didn't have a concussion, a head injury, but that was the least of her problems. She went through that slide. She was getting smacked with all sorts of weapons. It was a good day for Roxanne Perez. Let's just say that.
All in all, I think Roxanne Perez is the next big star in NXT. I hope she gets pulled to the main roster pretty soon. I mean, she's an amazing superstar.
Yeah, since dealing with her her depression and her anxiety that she was publicly dealing with in the summertime, I think she's working her way back up the card, and taking out Kiana James was a big step. Next, we had Lexus King making his debut with Dante Chen. Dante Chen, I haven't seen the guy before, but he did well. He did his job, you know. That finisher looked a little crazy. I thought he was going to hit the Randy Orton DDT on the ropes, but he kind of turned into a neck breaker. What do you think of that match?
I think he mixed his dad's finisher with Jericho and Randy Orton to make that finisher. I think he could come up with something better. The match, all in all, was a good match, but they could have given him a better opponent, you know?
Yeah, definitely can agree with you on that, where he could have had a better finisher. Like I said, looked a little weird, a little off-putting, but nothing as off-putting as that bandana around his head coming off within the first 30 seconds. I don't know if that gimmick should continue or not, because that seems like it's going to be a reoccurring problem if he continues to wrestle with the bandana. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Hopefully he picks up on his dad's finishing moves or some arsenal from his dad, and maybe he picks up on his dad's gimmick, you know? I think it would work best for him.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely nothing wrong with the success story of Brian Pillman, so you might as well incorporate a few moves. Even though he's not trying to live in his dad's shadow, he can definitely probably outdo some of the moves his dad did.
Most definitely. He's a very good high flyer, so I'm pretty sure some high fly moves is going to be – they're going to work great on him.
Yes, I believe that as well. Next up, we have the semifinals for the women's breakout tournament match. It was Kehlani Jordan versus Ariana Grace. And you seem to have won that bet because I was thinking Ariana Grace was going to skeeze her way up to the top, but it looks like the super athletic Kehlani Jordan picked up the win. How do you feel about that match?
Hey, you know what? At least I got that win. You know, it felt good looking at that Alexis. She's a great superstar. Again, just imagine the match between her and Roxanne Perez. That would be awesome, dude.
Oh, yes, definitely a super competitive match. Roxanne won't be in the breakout tournament, but she was in the breakout tournament last year. I believe she actually won the last year's breakout tournament, so that'd be cool to have the new breakout tournament star win against the former, but she'll have to make it through the finals.
I'm pretty sure Kehlani's going to make it to the finals. She's a great superstar, and you know, I have a lot of faith in her.
Yeah, definitely agree with you on that. Next up, we had the first whoa moment, what's going on moment, as the family went up against Chase University. And this is one of those that we all kind of agreed on as a unit. You know, we all agreed that the family was going to go home with the gold, take it out. We thought it would be fun for Chase University to win. You know, that'd be cool. But it actually turns out Chase University are the new tag team champions of NXT. Like, how surprised were you when you saw that finish?
Bro, we were all on the same page on that one, and they just slapped the door in our faces. That was amazing. It was a good match.
Yeah, I want to see what's up with JC Jane and Andre Chase, because if you saw at the end, JC Jane was trying to, you know, get him to cheat, and Andre Chase was not having it, you know, and with the distraction from the ref, the distraction going on outside the ring, it gave the opportunity for Andre Chase to use that unique roll-up finish, and new champ. Shout out to Duke Hudson for getting that gold. It's been some time for him, and he definitely deserves it.
Yep. You don't think Chase University is going to break up, right?
I mean, I was kind of already nervous about Chase U breaking up when we had Thea Hale leaving and go hanging out with JC Jane, but now JC and Thea are both back at Chase U, so hopefully the unit can remain strong as ever. We definitely don't want to see them break down like any other team that we've seen before, because that's just horrible, you know, when you have a solid root four founding members, and they just crumble. And that's definitely a shot at another team that recently broke up.
Yep. What do we got next?
Next, we had Blair Davenport versus Gigi Dolin in a lights-out match.
That was a match to call for, man. I mean, remember what I told you about how lights-out matches go? I think it was a pretty awesome match. It had a lot of action. I was expecting some blood, though.
Oh, definitely, especially with the animosity between Gigi and Blair. You would have expected something to go completely sideways in a good way, you know, with some blood or some broken limbs, because these women really do not like each other at all.
I think that's going to be another Triple H. Who was the other guy that he went like real knuckled with? Do you remember those old school matches, Lance?
No, I'm sorry. I was born in 2005.
Which one was that?
I said no. I don't remember because I was born in 2005. I can't go back in time that much to remember. But I know Triple H has been one of the harder hitting guys. Yep, true facts.
Wow.
But
I'd like to see more from them.
I think
it's going to be a second match. I think it's going to be a second match, and it's going to probably be a no-holds-bar match. I think they got a lot to give.
Yes, I definitely agree with you on that. I thought the lights out match was going to be like last man standing at a 10 count. You don't pick up. So, yeah, maybe they have to elevate it just one more level just to seal the deal. But either way, Blair Davenport was the winner of last week's competition between the two, which leads us to our next match. It was the second semifinal match of the night where you had Carmen Petrovic going one-on-one against Lola Vice. And me and you were at odds on this one, so I'll give it to you. Your girl Lola Vice picked up the win. How do you feel about that match?
Like I said, you know, Lola Vice is my girl. She's one of the Latinas out there putting us on the map. And, you know, she was outstanding in that match. I was expecting less from her, but she outdid my expectations. She really did it.
Yes.
The match
so
was better than
Lola
Vice. I expected.
Yes, definitely agree on that. Like I said, I thought Carmen was going to pick it up, but, you know, she's still got a little more work to do, a little rough around the edges. But it's official, ladies and gentlemen. We will have Lola Vice versus Kehlani Jordan for the finals tonight. And we'll break down Halloween Havoc tonight, too, in just a little bit. But this brings us to our main event. That's right. Everyone was against her. Everyone doubted her. But not me. It was Becky Lynch, the NXT Women's Champion, against Lyra Valkyria. Now tell me how that makes you feel.
You know what? Even though Becky Lynch lost, it was one of the best matches of the night, if not the best match of the night. And you know, the sportsmanship of Becky passing the torch from NXT to Lyra, I mean, it was awesome to see the sportsmanship the men shows for newcomers, you know. It was amazing. I loved everything that happened. I loved the ending. And, you know, hopefully we get Becky Lynch back in the main roster now.
Yes, definitely. She needs to be a full-time WWE star. I know she came down here to help the women. AEW fans will say she came to help the ratings. That's debatable. But, yeah, Lyra Valkyria is now the new NXT Women's Champ. She's going to hold that belt high. And, honestly, in the beginning, I thought there was going to be some kind of fight. I thought there was going to be some kind of tussle because you saw Becky wasn't ready to let go of that belt. But, like you said, it's because she wanted to give the belt to Lyra. She wanted to raise her hand and put her over as the new NXT Women's Champion. I think that's just really cool, you know.
It was an amazing
match,
like I said. An amazing match, like I said, Lance. And, you know, hopefully 9-2, it's better. Or, you know, at least they do something better than they did in the first night. Go ahead, Lance.
Yes, what I will say about night one is there was a lot of women power on this episode, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of women-orientated matches, and I think that's what fans really enjoy seeing is just the women going at it, throwing those hands. They were all doing hardcore matches for the most part, you know, with Roxanne Perez, Kiana James, when you have Blair and Gigi, and then just even the women's breakout matches, they were just hard-hitting action, not to count or not to exclude the main event, Becky Lynch versus Lyra Valkyria. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have our guest for the evening, Tony Reyes, to talk about 3PWA. Stay tuned.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check out Paul's Photos. You don't want to miss out on all the great photo opportunities, whether you're learning to take a photograph, whether you need photograph supplies, or whether you just like to get your shot taken. I know I do. So now at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give our guest a call, Tony Reyes, to talk about 3PWA. Can't hold us down.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Tony Reyes. How are you doing tonight?
How's it going?
Good, good, good. Welcome to United Wrestling Council Radio. We have this time with you. We want to talk a little bit about the 3PWA. Can't hold us down event. If you want to go through the card or if you want to talk about the breakfast we had this weekend, take it away.
Well, this last Sunday, we had a great breakfast here at our venue at the American Legion Post 295 here in Cypress, California. You know, it was to help, you know, get us back on our feet because obviously, you know, at this point, everybody knows that everything was stolen from me. The trailer, the ring, everything in one fell swoop. You know, it sucks, you know, but like the next show says, you can't hold us down. So we're fighting. We're going to keep our head above water and we're going to keep doing what we do. So on that note, we've raised over $1,000 Sunday to put towards the new ring, which is, you know, fantastic. You know,
yeah, so it's amazing to have all that support.
It's very humbling because when you look at it, you know, I run at three different legions right now. And when I run at those legions, what happens is it's a fundraiser for those legions. So over the past 4 or 5 years running at these legions, I've raised, we're talking 50 to $100,000 for these legions. You know what I mean? I mean, I've raised a lot of money, if you can find the total, a lot of money for these legions, you know. the Anaheim American Legion, you know, we helped raise the roof. You know, we helped put money towards their roof, a brand new roof. You know, roofing materials alone cost thousands of dollars, you know. So when we're able to give back to veteran causes, you know, me being a veteran myself, that's why I do this. You know, it's like other promotions, they'll go to an American Legion because they're cheap. They rent the room for a flat rate. I don't do that. Mine is designed to raise money for them. You know, and that's how it is. It's a fundraiser. It's not just here I'm renting your room, so there's your money. It's a group activity. The Legion itself gets behind it. We, you know, at this breakfast we had the Marine Riders there. You know, they had their meeting before our breakfast, and they stayed and participated in afterwards, and it was like that was such an honor for me to have them there. I was not expecting them to do that, you know. So once again, everybody that came out and showed support, I'm still flabbergasted. I don't know what else to even say about it. It's like I can't even cut a promo on it because it's just so overwhelming. You saw me the day of. You were there, Lance. It was something so overwhelming. Like there was actually, if you really look close, you actually saw a tear in Tony Reyes' eyes when they presented me with an envelope full of cash. You know, I was like, the words can't even describe the amount of support. You know, the GoFundMe that, you know, people have donated to. It's just, you know. So far, we've raised, you know, people have helped out a lot. I can't be more thankful for that, you know. Now, moving on to November 4th, holy moly, this show is going to be dynamite, okay? No pun intended. Don't sue me, Tony Khan. I ain't got that kind of money, okay? Let's start off with our tag team division, something that I know very well, being a two-time 3PWA tag team champion, okay? We got the Sky High from, you know, out of Vegas, man. Those boys are our tag team champions. What can I say about them? These boys came in. I've wrestled them, you know, time and time again. Like, they would not go away. They kept coming at us. You know, I knew eventually these guys would end up with the belts. Like, here they are, the champions, 3PWA. And they got a pretty tough task coming. We got two out-of-standers coming also. You got the Lord Angel Atu. Okay? If Southern California remembers, he was once a major force here in Orange County Wrestling. Okay? And his brother, the Count, he's also came up through the ranks here in Orange County. Now, they both live out of state, you know, but they're coming in for this event, you know, because they knew when they heard that we were in trouble, they were the first to throw their hats in the ring. Hey, we're there. We're there for 3PWA. Like, with support like that, what are you supposed to say? You're on the show, you know? Like, that's something that you can't turn away from. They're hungry, they're tough, they're mean, they're bearded, and they're ready to fight. So Sky High is going to have their hands full with these two guys. Now, we got six other matches that are qualifying matches for the LOV title. The Legion of Valor title. Five of them are one-on-one matches, and we got lucha legends like Los Chivo Kayam. He's making his debut here at 3PWA. Somebody I know very well. He's a legend. Like, when I first broke into the business, you know, 18 years ago, he was one of the first people I watched here in Southern California. You know, him and his brother, they were tag team specialists, you know. You don't – that's all they did was wrestle. You know, you can't – he's forgot more about this business than I will ever learn. So, to have him even in this tournament, hands down, I'm worried about this man taking the belt away. Like, you know what I mean? We got some big bad dudes in this thing, too. You know, Mikey O'Shea, another Orange guy, Orange County guy, you know. AJ Mana, you know, Marine. Look at who our last champion was, who retired with the belt. We had Sergeant Major. Big shoes to fill when it comes to this title. You know, I don't even know what else to say. We got the American Punk. We tangled up in the tag team division. You know, him and Rilla Wolf, they're some bad dudes, man. We have some underdogs that we don't think that what are these guys going to do? How are they going to make it through? You got Guy Cool. You know, him and his issues that he had with Brandon Gatson. Like, he totally turned from being this great babyface to now he's on his own path doing whatever he wants, partying like he wants to. You know, that's why they call him the party captain. Then you got individuals like the Lizard King. Where'd this guy even come from? You know, he's been in and out of our ring before, but nobody knows anything about this guy. You know what I mean? So we got a little bit of little something for everybody on this show. But once you get qualified to for the main event for the LOV title, every man goes in the cage. So now it's a Bunkhouse Raw Stampede match. And I don't know if you remember the days of old, but the last man standing in that cage wins. So the only way to the way you lose is getting tossed out that door or getting thrown over the top of that cage. So it's a very, very dangerous match, and I expect people to get hurt. So it's going to be something that nobody really wants to miss. Do you have any questions for me on that?
I do have one question. Just want to clear up some things. I was looking on social media, and I heard that a certain somebody, the Urban Juggernaut, Sean Black, will be making his way there. Is that true? Can you confirm that live?
I can't confirm that live, yes. Sean Black will be there. What he will be doing, I cannot foresee at the moment. But you know what? I'll break it here live. It's come to my attention that Mr. Jay Washington has been called away. Jay Washington will not be facing Ruben Iglesias. So I had to find somebody. The powers to be had to find somebody to go against Ruben and fill the shoes of Jay Washington. So it was my understanding that D'Lo and Reyna Reyes reached out to Sean Black, and Sean Black accepted this invitation to step into those shoes.
And not to discredit Jay Washington at all, but Sean Black is a worthy competitor, someone to fill those shoes, to fill that spot, to take that opportunity, because
absolutely,
if I'm not mistaken, he has a chance to be in the cage, right, in the main event.
Absolutely, he does. So now here's the other thing. There's going to be five single matches, and then my understanding is the commissioner has authorized a battle royal for the last spot. So there's going to be up to a 10-man battle royal for the last spot in the cage. And the number one guy in that battle royal is Guy Kuhl.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what he did to upset the commissioner like that, but that's my understanding, was he was number one for that spot. And there's a lot of hungry individuals that want this LOV title. So he's got a long night ahead of him.
That's
so we got, look at this event. We got battle royals, we got stampede, bunkhouse brawl matches, we got the tag team championship match, we got luchas, we got raging rednecks, we got the Irish juggernaut, we got the urban juggernaut, we got the Samoan shooter. I mean, what else could you want? I mean, we have the Royal Hawaiian going to be on hand for all the action. She's coming, come meet the original Glow Girl herself. I mean, we got everything you want. And not to mention the new 3PWA red, white, and blue Stars and Bar shirt. You're going to love it.
Ooh.
It is fantastic.
I cannot wait for this. And that's going to be this Saturday, correct? November 4th?
This Saturday, November 4th. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. So it's gonna, like I said, it's gonna be a good time. I'm very overwhelmed that, you know, the pre-sales are starting to pick up. I am very overwhelmed about the support that I'm getting from the Legion, and I'm telling you, this is one show. There may be other people out there running shows, spot shows here and there, for whatever. Like, hey, good on you. But I'm telling you, this is a show you don't want to miss. It's going to be a damn good show.
The UWC family will definitely be there to check it out. You have my support. You have the council head, Manny. I heard he's going to be there as well. I'm pretty sure our co-host, Louie, is going to be there as well to support. We cannot wait for 3PWA's Can't Hold Us Down.
You know, that's right, man.
Thank you. Thank you again for your time. We appreciate it. Can you let the people know on social media where we can find you and, or where we can get tickets possibly?
Of course. We have the Eventbrite set up. If you check our social medias, you know, Facebook 3PWA Alliance, our Twitter handle is 3PWA underscore NB2S SoCal, Instagram 3PWA Alliance, TikTok is 3PWA underscore official, and you can always call the 818-873-3PWA, and somebody will talk to you live on the phone. And we can take your order over
the
phone.
That is so awesome. And again, guys, if you can't make the show, you can still make a donation. This is this not only benefits 3PWA, but it also benefits the Legion, where you have overwhelming support from all the veterans. So please be a good person. Come on down to 3PWA. Can't stop us.
And keep in mind, guys, when I had my ring, I wasn't just keeping my ring for myself. I was renting out to people like Manny at UWC. I was renting my ring out to other companies. I was, you know, and I wasn't gouging them like a lot of the other companies were. You know, I would always work with other companies. So keep that in mind. You know, I share the love. You guys help me out, I'm going to help you out. So every little bit helps. I want to thank you guys for the opportunity to talk, and thanks for having me on the show, Lance. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome, Tony. Well, I'll see you this Saturday. Hope you have a great night.
All right, man. We'll see you later. We'll see you Saturday for sure.
It was a pleasure having you on the show. And before the night ends, we will definitely be there on Saturday to support your cause. And believe me, everything's going to be okay. The show is going to have an amazing turnout. And the breakfast platters were off the hook. I saw Lance munching on that thing, and those are some huge platters for $15. So next time, make sure to let us know so we can post it on our social medias and advertise those platters because they were delicious.
Oh, they were absolutely awesome. That chicken fried steak was to die for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wish I had a couple of them.
I know Lance was licking his fingers all the way down to his elbows because that food looked yummy.
Well, I have it on good authority. Wait until you see the video I have of Lance. I know that there's a video floating around of Lance. He wasn't happy after the breakfast. That's all I'm going to say right now because I don't want to ruin it, but be watching soon because the video is going to come out soon.
You got to post it. You got to post that. Well, I want to see it now.
That's more of the reason for everyone to follow 3PWA.
Stay tuned.
All right, Tony, it's good talking to you. We'll let you go. Have a good night.
All right, thanks, fellas. Have a good night.
All right. All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tony Reyes. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Paul's Photos, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Make sure you check out Paul's Photos. Like I said, if you're looking for photography equipment, if you want a photo shoot, or just learn a little bit about the business, check out Paul's Photos. They do offer courses where you can learn the art of photography. Trust me, I love photography. I should have started out at Paul's. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our break. We're back from an amazing interview that we had with Tony Reyes. And just one thing I didn't get to point out, this event is funded and sponsored by veterans. Not only wrestling fans, but veterans of the wars, veterans of the armed services. You want to always make sure you give your support to those people who risk their lives for us and the American dreams. Right now, we're going to take a quick call. Hoorah! That's right. I was hoping Tony didn't bring that up. But, yeah, there's definitely a very incriminating video of me, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to see me get embarrassed, you have to follow 3PWA on their social medias. It's been 2 days now. I thought they weren't going to post it, but I guess it's coming. So, again, if you want to see me embarrassed, if you guys love seeing me in shame, I really don't want to – I don't want you guys to see it, but I know you guys are going to want to look at it anyways. Check out 3PWA Alliance, wherever you may go.
We're definitely going to see that video. I want to watch it now, for sure, for sure. I saw that picture you posted, Lance, and that delicious breakfast was – humongous. For $15, you can't beat that.
Oh, yeah. And then not even just eating the food, but the people you're around. You know, I was sitting with Ruben Iglesias. I was sitting with Bob Oso. You know what I mean? I was having a good time with good people. And that's what it's all about, really, when we have these kind of fundraising events. It's about bringing the community together. It's about, hey, it's not just – because, you know, on the day of the show, you don't really have time to chit-chat with people. You're running – doing photography, you're running doing ring announcing, you're running doing refereeing, you're running doing a wrestling match. You might be a wrestler, you know, so this is a good time to, you know, just chat and, like, have some good downtime, and I really do appreciate the time I had with them. I got to pick up off a couple of people's learning trees, you know, get some insight on this and that and how I can be a better person. That's right. 3PWA, new event's going to be this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to be there, Louis?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be sitting down with the big boss and his wife. I'm going to bring my godson with me, and he's always up for a good show. He loves sitting in the front row, so he's gonna have the time of his life.
So you're coming as a fan. Are you going to bring any merchandise with you this Saturday?
I believe I'm going to bring some merchandise. We're going to have some raffles as well, so the attendees can win some nice presents, some nice gifts. You know, just in time for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's perfect.
Can you remind everybody online where they can find you for your resources in case they're looking for any gear, any merchandise, even some design art? Plug the people.
You can contact me on Instagram, which is my main social media account, which is Luis, Luis underscore Ordonez, Ordonez 78. That name, once again, is Luis underscore Ordonez 78 on Instagram. And I can help you with shirt designs, logos. I can do social media designs, whatever you guys want, shirts, cups, beer mugs. anything you guys would like, I can make it happen. If you have an idea, just shoot it up to me and I'll make it come to life. Or you
What's
can also reach
vendor
me
spot?
At, I'm sorry. You can also reach me at 323-675-7793. Just shoot me a text. Tell me, hey, I want a logo, and then I'll return your call.
Don't you have another platform, Big Blue Dress Market or something that we can find you at as well?
Well, you can also reach my wife's social media account or Facebook at Little Green Dress Boutique. We have earrings, merchandise, shirts, accessories, toys for boys and girls. And we also have a lot of things for your husbands, boyfriends, Sanchos, and Ponchos. That name again, Little Green Dress Boutique. The Sanchos, yes, the Sanchos
awesome.
And the Ponchos. So once again, that's Little Green Dress Boutique. Little Green Dress Boutique
Perfect.
On Facebook and Instagram. There you go.
I thought it was Big Blue Dress. I must have got it confused. I apologize. Well, right now we're waiting for our phone call. We've been given a call to Mr. Fatu. We're in some communication issues right now. So until he gives us the call back, we're going to jump into the next segment of our show, which is the predictions for Halloween Havoc Night 2. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
All righty. This is what I got from the internet. This is what the card is laid out to be. It's going to open up with a tables, ladders, and scares match between Angel and Humberto. They're going up against the Creed brothers. Now, Angel and Humberto, they're some dirty dogs. But the Creed brothers want to make things right. There was a whole bada bing, bada boom tag team tournament. Or not tournament, I'm sorry, it was a rumble. And Angel and Humberto got in the way. So now the Creed brothers want their retribution. They want their chance to shine. What do you have for prediction-wise? Who do you think's going to walk out of this one?
I'm going to go with my Mexican friends, like always. They're great people. I personally know them. And, you know, I'm not going to turn my back on them. You know, I'm going to go with Humberto and Angel.
You know them personally? You got time for a quick little story, or is that too confidential and you can tell me after the show?
Back in Mexico, I went to a wrestling match, and they were on the card. But at the time, Humberto was wearing a mask. If you guys know, I believe his name was Sa Ninja. What was it? I don't have it off the top of my head. But he used to wear a mask, and Angel, he was having a feud with his cousin. So that's how I got to meet them in Mexico. And, you know, backstage, they're awesome people. They're humble. They're not conceited. They give you a helping hand. They shake your hand, and they give you a hug whenever you're in front of them. Pretty good people.
Awesome. And according to Google, it turns out his name while he was working in Mexico was Ultimo Ninja. So does that sound familiar?
Yep.
Okay,
I told you,
okay.
Ultimo Ninja. I had it on my head. I just didn't remember the right name. And I didn't want to F it up, you know?
Yeah, you can't get tongue-tied live on UWC Radio like I do almost every 5 minutes. But with that being said, I'm sorry to say we're going to be at a crossroads because I got my money on the Creed brothers. I mean, these two are just beasts, Diamond Mine, Creed brothers, whatever they want to call themselves that night. I mean, they just got the skills to pay the bills, I believe. So we're in contention with the first round. We'll see the results next week. Next up, we have Tiffany Stratton going up against Fallon Henley. Now, as the NXT Women's Breakout Tournament was going on, there was a lot of women watching the matches, you know, picking up here and there. And Tiffany just obviously being a diva that she is was like, why are you guys watching her? They're not nothing. I'm something. Fallon was telling her, hey, these girls are trying to learn. They're trying to be better. So Tiffany said, how about I show them what's better and take you on in a match next week? So we got Tiffany. We got so tongue tied again. What I tell you, we got Tiffany Stratton versus Fallon Henley. You know who I'm going to go with. Are you with me or not?
I am 150% with you on this one, Lance. I know last time I went against you with Tiffany because, you know, it was versus my girl, Becky. But this time I'm going to go with you with Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the right answer because Tiffany is making her way back up to the top after losing the NXT Women's Championship to Becky Lynch. Lyra Valkyria is now the champion, and I know who Tiffany got her eyes on, that gold.
Most definitely. She got her eye on that gold, and she's going to go for it again. And, you know, hopefully she gets it back. Two-time NXT. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. She's going to be the forever champ. Next time it's going to be finalized, stamped. It's going to be certified as gold, ladies and gentlemen. But we'll be right back. We're going to take one more quick commercial break, and then we're going to finish the rest of this card. AI bot, take it away.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Welcome back to UWC Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We took a quick commercial break. We're in the middle of our Halloween Havoc Night 2 predictions. I'm here with Louie. Just me and Louie tonight. We're handling business. And we were talking about our predictions for Night 2 of Halloween Havoc. Next up on the card, we have Bron Breakker versus Mr. Stone. And this one kind of surprised me. If you guys don't know, Mr. Stone is about 5 foot something. And Bron's a little taller, but he's a lot thicker in muscle mass. He's a big boy. So I'm not going to ask you who you think is going to win, because we all kind of see that going. But the question I want to ask you, Louie, is have you ever been in a situation where you had to step up and defend your friend or fight for them on their behalf? Have you ever been in a situation like what's going on right now between Von Wagner and Mr. Stone?
I have. Actually, in high school, one of my friends, he was like a nerd, and everybody would pick on him, and one time my friends came running to me and they were like, hey, dude, they're beating up on your friend. And they have him a pin against the wall in the bathroom. So I had to drop my lunch, run to the restroom, and jump in. And, you know, I had to beat up two kids. Well, I was, what, like 16, 17 years old. So I had to beat them up and then, you know, make it fair and do a one-on-one, you know. And I left my nerdy friend go one-on-one with one of the kids and, you know, call it even, shake hands after you're done and, you know, call it a truth. After that, they left him alone. They knew he could defend himself and, you know, he always hang around me so they wouldn't mess with him anymore. But, yeah, that's my story in high school. Say no to bullying.
Now, just, hey, calm down with all that. I just wanted to know if you used any wrestling moves back in the day when you were in that fight, or was it more of like a street fight?
Back in the days, I used to practice Taekwondo, so it was more like martial arts kind of thing. But no, mostly it was just to beat up a guy and pick him up and drop him to the floor and then go up to the next guy. Because you don't have time to think when it's 2-on-1, you know. It's just whatever comes up and just do it. But, you know, I'm always...
Maybe you're
I'm
like the new Ultimo Ninja.
Ultimo Ninja. Ultimo Karateka. No, I'm
ooh,
against
hey,
violence.
I like
that. Yeah, El Ultimo Karateka. Hey, that doesn't sound bad, you know that? But, yeah, I tell my son, you know, take it to the last straw. Don't push it. If worst comes to worst and your last straw is defend yourself, don't wait to throw the second punch. Just make sure that you don't get beat up and don't get caught by the school administration because you're going to get it. But let's say no to
I definitely agree with you. Definitely agree with you on part of that. You know, you definitely want to obviously defend yourself and stick up to people who oppress you, whether that's bullies, your boss, Sonia when she's yelling at me. You know, just my advice is always strike first and strike hard, you know, but I guess that's where we have our little differences. But no,
Sonia
overall, in general, I'm sorry.
Sonia will hit
yeah,
you with that
Sonia's
belt anytime, bro.
Yeah, the belt, the chancla, it's all coming off. So That's why I got to go first and fucking go harder.
I heard that Cinto crapping and clapping.
Yeah. I don't even want, I have trauma from my early years. Let's move on in the wrestling cards. Get away from me getting beat up by women. Next up, we have the final round. The finals. This is it. There can only be one NXT Women's Breakout Champion or winner because he's not winning a belt, but you get a contract for the NXT Women's Championship. We have Kalani Jordan versus Lola Vice. Now, this one might be a little hard for you because you were in both of their corners last week, and now they get to face each other one-on-one. So who do you think is going to take it home?
You know what? Both my girls, but I'm going to go with Lola Vice. Lola Vice is my go-to. I think it's going to be – the finals is going to be Tiffany Stratton and Lola Vice. I'll call it to the finals. That's my picks. Tiffany versus Lola Vice.
No, these are the finals. Tiffany and Fallon are just having a cat fight. It's not part of the breakout tournament. This is the last match in the breakout tournament.
Well,
yeah.
I say Lola. Well, the finals, I misread my info. Lola Vice is my winner.
Okay. See, now I'm kind of conflicted because we all have grown to love Lola Vice, trained by Cara Alexia. And, you know, we know her. We know her dirty tactics. But at the same time, we know Kehlani is capable of taking on stars. She may be a new star, a breakout star, but that hasn't stopped her from making it all the way to the finals. So I'm going to be on her side for once and say the new breed, Miss Kehlani Jordan, the one that nobody really seemed much of other than this tournament, is going to be the one to take it home. So we're split on that one. We'll have to check in next week.
You know who Lola Vice reminds me of? Carlito.
So,
you know, Lola Vice. She reminds me exactly the same styles of Carlito. You know, she spits on people's face, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's the part you love the most. She's sitting in the crowd waiting for a nice little pack of COVID to come hit you. But no, we'll definitely see how it goes. One of these women is going to be in the number one contendership to take on the champion, Lyra Valkyria. You say it's going to be Lola Vice. I think Kehlani Jordan. We'll just have to wait next week and see. Now, moving on to the gold matches. And I call them gold matches because they're all worth a little bit of gold. We have our WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, taking on Thea Hale and JC Jane. This all happened last week. There's a little scuffle where Chelsea was in the background celebrating their wins. Chelsea was over here talking about these are real tag champions. We all know how hot-headed Thea Hale can be, and she was off with a smoke. So Shawn Michaels made this match official. It'll be happening tonight. Do you think Chase University is going to come home with even more gold tonight, or do you think the champs will retain?
Ooh, you know what? I think Chase University is the Judgment Day of NXT. So, but you know, I'm like on the weight scale on this one. But you know what? I'll go with Chase University.
Okay. Yeah, again, they're going to be at odds because you think they're going to take it?
Yeah, they're going to take it.
JC thinks that they won because of her interference, but I don't know if Chase U will let that stuff slide again this week if JC decides to play dirty. So I'm going to put my money on the champions. I always do that because you can't really stop a champion until it happens, you know. So until then, I'm going to say that the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Chelsea Green and Piper Niven are going to take it away. But we'll have to wait and see for that one. Next up, we have the semi-main event. The NXT North American Champions, you know, you're talking about Judgment Day. We got Dom going up against Nathan Frazer. Now, Nathan Frazer broke his leg, injured his ankle. Something bad happened last year at Halloween Havoc. He was unable to win the North American Championship then. He wants to win it now. He's been chasing around Dom for quite some time, whether it was on Raw, whether it was on NXT, just pretty much jumping him, saying, hey, I want my shot. Shawn Michaels said, all right, we'll make it happen. But do you think Nathan Frazer has what it takes to be the next NXT North American champion.
You know what? If Mommy allows it, maybe he'll win. But if Mommy's around, I don't think Dawn wants to be on her bad side. She don't want to get spanked by Mommy. So I'm going to go with Dawn.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that as well. Frazier says that he always needs Mommy's help, always needs a judging day help. Me being a heel, it's like, what's the problem with that? It's not our fault that Nathan Frazier has no friends in his corner. Anyone that's ever tried to help him and be on his side, he's pushed away and said, I can do this on my own. So, you know, he's going to have to eat that L all by himself. But that takes us to our main event, ladies and gentlemen. The match, I guess, everyone but me wants to see. It's the NXT champion, Ilya Dragunov, versus Carmelo Hayes III. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is their third bout for the championship belt. Who do you think's going to win?
You know what? Dragunov is one of my favorite wrestlers in NXT at the moment. I think Ilya Dragunov is going to take it. I mean, if they're going to push him, yeah, make him lose the title and bring him up to the main event, main roster, and have him go against Gunther, you know, and maybe he's the one that's going to beat Gunther.
You never know. I'm not going to lie. WrestleMania weekend, when Carmelo Hayes lost his belt to Ilya in the very beginning of this back-and-forth feud, I thought Carmelo was going to get pulled up to the main event. So we're just going to have to wait and see. Both of these guys are definitely on the level of WWE and can definitely break the boundaries and make it to the next level. But we'll just have to wait and see for that. But with that, ladies and gentlemen, that is our NXT Halloween Havoc Night 2 predictions. Make sure you tune in. I'm pretty sure it's going to start not too long from now. Before we get out of here, I just want to say today in wrestling history, it was 2019 where Crown Jewel took place at the King Fahd Stadium in Riyadh. Now, there was a lot of great matches, like Brock retaining his WWE Championship against Cain Velasquez. We had matches like boxer Tyson Fury defeating Braun Strowman by countout. And we saw The Fiend become the new Universal Champion after pinning Seth Rollins in a Falls Count Anywhere match. All that's great. All that's cool. But I like to point out my favorite part of this show was between Natalya and Lacey Evans, as they were the first ever women's match in Saudi Arabia. And that match was a banger. Natalya won that in her full bodysuit. And I just wanted to point that out, ladies and gentlemen, as we head into Crown Jewel this weekend. Natalya has always been there to make a stand, to break that show. She was in the Divas era. Now she's in the women's era, so to speak. So I just wanted to bring up that moment in WWE wrestling history. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get out of here tonight, I just want to shout out one more time to 3PWA. It's going to be going down this weekend, November 4th, at the American Legion Post 295 in Cypress, California, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to start at 7 o'clock with the doors opening at 6:30. You'll have a chance to see the Royal Hawaiian. You'll see myself. You'll see the UWC head of the household. Manny, he's going to be there as well. We're going to have Louie there. We're going to have our AI bot there to record some footage. It's going to be a great time, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss this. We're going to take one more commercial break before we get out of here. But before we get out of here, I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. I've been Lance.
Have a great evening, ladies and gentlemen. And see
Paul's
you next week.
Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.